Earlier in the week, a young woman who was severely injured by a lava bomb spoke to the media for the first time. 20-year-old Jessica Tilton and her family were visiting Hawaii from Illinois. The Tiltons booked a lava viewing boat tour out of Hilo on July 16th. After an hour-long boat trip, the tour was approaching a lava ocean entry site when a massive explosion erupted nearby. Jessica Tilton explains what happened next.
When it happened, it was like this big cloud, and you saw it coming up, and it got to a point where you knew that it was going to hit the boat. So everyone was like going towards the middle of the boat, and it was I was sitting at the railing closest to it, and it was me, my little sister Olivia, and my other sister Ashley, and then my dad. And so I turned in to like cover my little sister, and I had my phone on my neck to keep it safe. And I just remember it was coming down, and I thought I was like encased in lava, and everything just went black. You just felt like you were suffocating, and I thought I was dying. And I remember I just said a prayer, and I thought I really thought I was dead.
That lava bomb that hit Jessica was approximately 2 feet in diameter. The impact broke Jessica's femur and shattered her pelvis.
Honestly, when we were out there, I kind of thought to myself, it looks pretty close. I mean, I thought we would be a little farther away from, you know, the side and everything. It looked like, you know, you would zoom in on a camera. It looked cool, but it was too close for comfort for me personally. And, you know, I said that to my sister. I just thought it was a little close.
And we still had questions about why the tour boats were allowed to get so close to the shoreline. The safety zone established by the Coast Guard is set at 300 meters, or about 900 feet, for all mariners and waterway users. The Coast Guard, a captain of the port, can grant exemptions on a case-by-case basis. Requests have been made by scientists and photographers, as well as lava tour operators. On July 11th, the Coast Guard granted an exemption to permitted lava operators to get closer, as close as 50 meters or about 150 feet. 6 days later, Jessica Tilton and several of her fellow passengers were injured. There are currently four companies with the boat operators licensed to conduct lava tours on Hawaii Island. The Coast Guard noted that it still relies on licensed mariners to use sound judgment while operating in areas with high risk of hazards. The State Department of Land and Natural Resources issues the permits for boat tour operators. DLNR requires commercial vessels like the ones used for lava tours to hold a minimum of $1 million in personal liability insurance. The Coast Guard and DLNR are actively investigating the July 16th incident. The Tilton family has hired an attorney. You are listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz.